day, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome to the What Podcast. My name is Claire, and my trusted co-founder, partner in crime is
Anna.
Oh, come on, you didn't even big yourself up. I'm Anna, exactly. So, yeah, we're Claire and Anna. We are 50% each of the Slimming World podcast, and welcome to our crazy crew. Today, we are talking a subject which perhaps you've kind of reached February and you had all these great intentions at New Year. You know, you kind of, this was going to be the year. Everything was going to change. You were on it. You were food diarying. You were in group every week. And then February hit and you might have had a bit of a wobble. Well, this is the episode for you to listen to today, in the future, tomorrow, as many times as you want, because today we are going to fire up your motivation. I think I've done an extremely exciting build up, Anna. Are you feeling my energy here?
I'm feeling it because, you know what, my beginning to the year was a washout. So February is the new January in my world.
February is the new January. I like that.
All coming in February.
Well, fortunately, you don't just get my energy and Anna's energy on this episode. You also get somebody else's energy who's rippling the waves all the way from Cornwall today on the podcast. We are very excited to introduce to you Miss Slinky 2024, Leanne Hemming. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you. This is so exciting.
Yes, and you are freshly announced. It's only been a few weeks. So it must have been a whirlwind of the last few weeks for you.
Literally, yeah, just amazing in every way possible. I've just been whisked off my feet, literally. It's been incredible.
Oh. Now, we know that people listen to the podcast, tell us all the time, they love to hear from other members. They love to hear from people who have been in their shoes, who've overcome hurdles, who've managed to find a way, and they're through the other side and their smile is shining bright. Everybody wants to know what the tips are, what the secret is here. And when we read your story, we thought, we need to get a piece of this. For those who don't know, actually, you were at a family party and you had this kind of epiphany where you realised everyone else was up, they were enjoying life, they were celebrating, and you were just sat watching life happen all around you. And you had this kind of moment of clarity where you thought, enough, I got to do something about this. And that journey went on that you lost 7.5 stone, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think it was a bit of like a snowball effect, really, that year up until the August. And I've been not feeling great, underlying things going on. But it was just this one day. I think I was just surrounded by everybody. But I think with your family, you want to impress them, don't you? And your children, and, you know, you just want to impress them. And I just remember sat there thinking, oh my goodness, I'm the only one that doesn't have like that high energy and joining in, and I didn't want to. I just felt like I was in this complete shell, and to be quite honest, I felt broken that day. And I just knew I couldn't live another day feeling that rock bottom. You know, it was literally like I was desperate. I just knew I had to wake up and do something about it. And I knew a lot about Slimming World. I'd done my research. I knew that it was going to be the right plan for me. And I knew that this was it. There was going to be no messing around. And I've never looked back. And I will be a part of Slimming World for the rest of my life. And I made that commitment that day. And I knew it was set in. I was so ready.
So you really changed from, I was reading about what you used to eat previously to what you eat now. And as I was reading through, I was like, me before Slimming World. I mean, how did you feel that first time you walked into group and they explained the plan? Was it a feeling of relief?
It is like retraining your brain. You're rewiring how you think and look at food. And you've got to accept that for a few months it's going to be tough. You're learning again the rules of, healthy eating, and you've got to have some acceptance. And again, that's something else. I was just ready for it. I just knew that I would get into a habit. I would teach myself everything that I'd need to know. But, as you just say, you walk into group and, you have your first meeting with your consultant who runs through the kind of outline of it. And you sit there and you speak to other members and you go through the session and you just leave even more ready. And I just remember those first few weeks, it was like planning, a lot of planning ahead. What am I going to do?
Oh, I
And it
love planning.
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 I didn't. I am one of those exceptions. I don't often talk about it in group, but I don't need to plan anymore because it is just so embedded. It is a bit of another topic, really. But I knew that if my kitchen was slimmer, world friendly, I'd be fine. And that's something I did. It is another discussion, but that's definitely something I'd always recommend. I think if your kitchen is slim and world friendly, you don't have to plan. You just go with what you fancy in the morning. But in the beginning, self-educating, like by planning and all that sort of stuff, is just a part of, and it's so easy. And it was so refreshing knowing that I never needed to be hungry.
Yeah, I think also what you were saying really here is about support, and obviously for some people the best way to join is through a group, but there's also the digital online service for people who want to look at online, where there are new member talks every week, several times a week actually, which run people through the food optimizing plan. So the idea of support, I think, and if we look at this subject of motivation as well, I think maybe it was on like a podcast a couple of months, Anna, we were talking about, motivation. Sometimes your motivation comes and goes, but like having a habit kind of intrinsic within you, whether it be like discipline or a plan or something, is doing it even when you're not motivated. It just becomes a part of you. And I think the thing that I really understood about swimming when I joined as a member, and I'm not a consultant, Anna's got that next level of understanding of how the plan works, really. But what I got that was different was this was, as you say, like a rewiring, this education in, okay, let's really look at how do I make a meal from raw ingredients. When I start to kind of understand the recipes, I know how to build my plate. I mean, I'll tell you today, I'm sat in a hotel room, right, doing this interview. And I got here, and because it's off season, there's no restaurant open. So I was like, oh man, what am I going to have for my tea? So I went to the nearest supermarket and I got myself a big bowl of salad. I got some falafels that I know are one sin each. I got myself a reduced fat pot of hummus. I've got myself some plant-based baby bells for my healthy extra A. I've got a pot of mango. Do you know what I mean? So it's just knowing that.
And that's the thing, isn't it? You go from that desperation that motivates you to change and start new habits, but it's the habit that keeps you doing it even on those days when motivation has just gone by the wayside because you're committed to that psychological shift. And I think it is that support system that I see other people get from each other that allows them to do that, because there's other people around them that believe in them when they've stopped believing. I mean, you come across like it felt quite simple. I'm sure it didn't. To lose 7.5 stone has got to take some determination, some courage, some coming back from some scrapes. I mean, how's your journey felt? Has it been quite steady? Has it been like mine, looking very erratic? I mean, how's it gone?
It's been, I wish I could show you my weigh-ins, but it's just been, I've just gone from A to B. But because,
You just want it.
honestly, I just accepted. I was more than ready. In group, we talk a lot about your why. And for me, it's really deep. And I think it's good to have a very deep reason why you're doing this, the most deepest reason, not your sort of, oh, because I want to feel, I want to look good, which is also important, but I'm talking the real underlayers that make you unhappy, and they're so important. I wanted to get my old self back again. I felt like I so deserved it, and I felt armored, like I was armed and ready to go. I had all the knowledge from group, everything I need. It was a choice of either want this or not, so let's just go for it, you know. And I did, and like you say, of course, motivation goes up and down. I think it does in life for everything, doesn't it? Your job, everything, friendships, meeting someone for a coffee, you sometimes bothered, you sometimes can't, but we do it anyway because we have to. And I think, why aren't we doing this for our health? It's the most important thing,
I think a
you
lot of
know.
people struggle to put themselves first and to look after themselves. So many of us will look after other people in our lives before we actually look after ourselves. We're deeply empathetic. So we want to make sure that we're there for other people. But you're right. And I think also something that I've seen, I don't know about you, Anna, we get a lot of people who message us privately. They don't want us to share their names or their stories. Something that I'd seen a couple of times was when people have quite a lot of weight to lose, they almost feel like it's too big. It's too big a mountain. Where do I begin? And if at any point, which can happen, as Anna says, you know, sometimes your journey isn't like a linear journey. It can bounce a little bit because that's all part of the learning. You kind of might have a bounce and you're like, right, I need to go to the
Definitely.
next layer. But some people who just like, oh my God, I've got 7.5 stone to lose. It just seems so far away that there could be an element of when the motivation wanes that they could self-sabotage. And I suppose, yeah, you know, here we are talking about the group and we're here on this podcast to kind of raise awareness of that. But I mean, am I kind of right, Anna? Have you kind of worked with members who've felt that kind of like, ah, moment?
I see so many members in, and I think it's a very personal thing. Like some people are overwhelmed at a stone to go. Equally, I know we have a lot of people who really feel like sometimes it's too big to start. Like actually, the fear of failure is so big. If I just sit here, I'm safe. And I know I felt like that. I know what it feels like to be sad, to be unhappy, to be overweight, to not do all these things. And am I going to accept to sit here, or am I going to go out of my comfort zone that is equally unhappy and challenge it? And so I think it's knowing that it can be done, and it's seeing people like Leanne who's achieved it that inspire you to know it's possible. And I'll never forget years ago when we got to, well, not that long ago, Carol Ann, who was Woman of the Year, and she talked about enjoying the journey. And I think for people who have got a lot of weight to lose, or indeed they're terrified of it, it's knowing the process is not there to punish you. The process is there to help you evolve and change. And if we can help you to accept and enjoy the process, then the positive outcome is inevitable, isn't it? But so many of us are waiting. Like I used to wait. Once I'm thin, life is going to be good. So I'm just going to hate myself until I've got thin and not enjoy my life. And I wish I could tell myself that actually the process was a really enjoyable thing at times. I don't know if you felt that, Leanne. Did you enjoy the process at all?
Oh, I did. And like for me, it's funny actually, because when you say that, it just reminds me like the first year really, that my target wasn't actually the thing I was always focused on. It was always my next certificate. And because they're like gold, aren't they? It's just
Get
a
robbed
piece
for them
of
wherever I
paper.
am, yeah.
But they are such a big deal. Like some weeks, if we didn't have the sticker, we'd be like, where's the
Run out, yeah.
But for me, it was just such joy to get to those half a stone certificate milestone. You know, you're talking about 7 pounds between each one, and those 7 pounds sometimes can take so long, and sometimes they come really quickly. And but every time you get to it, it is just such a celebration. It's obviously you celebrate in group, and it's just such a, and you feel this massive sense of achievement. And then that spurs you on again. It sort of catapults you into the next little phase that you're going through. But yeah, certainly when I had so much to lose, it was just about getting to half a stone was huge, you know.
Were you motivated by like non-scales things? Did that as well motivate you, like clothes sizes or fitness levels?
I would say like midway in the beginning, I was just so big. A bit like you were saying before, it was like I was stood in front of this brick wall, didn't really believe, I just thought, my goodness, I've got so far to go. And I felt like it took a long time for me to start noticing any change. And yeah, like, a few people would say, oh, but even then I'd think, I'm doing Slimming World, you're just being polite. But I think people did start to notice, but it was quite a long, I think it wasn't until I lost about 4 stone that I started to go, oh, actually, I can see it happening now. And I mean, I guess the clothes did come along before that, where I started to think, oh, things are feeling a bit, there's lots of wins along the way and in lots of different ways. I think just the commitment week by week is an achievement. Going to weigh in every week is an achievement. And you always just feel these little wins and in so many different ways. And the community that you're with every single week, and when you're not at group, you have this brand new set of friends that you gain, and you're in touch every day in the week. You're just part of this enormous community. It's lovely.
And people who get it. And the subject of motivation, when you've got people who will support you, makes a huge difference. See, the word motivation, when we were kind of like thinking about the subject, where it kind of came up was in the magazine, which has just gone or is about to change anyway, I think at some point in the next week or so. There was an instant inspiration all about motivation. If you have got that magazine, just have a quick flick through. There were 7 ways to get back your motivation. But I mean, funny enough, I volunteer at a charity which supports people who are out of work or who are vulnerable. And we did a life skill lesson about motivation only the other week. And I brought my notes to this podcast because it was really interesting chatting with this group of people about what motivates them. And we talked about what does it look like. So the questions we asked were, what is motivation? How does being motivated look? How does being motivated feel? How does being motivated affect our life? And then the other question on the flip side was, how do we know when we are demotivated? And I actually went away and I took this as a little journal exercise. This is why I thought I'd bring this to the podcast, because I felt like I was getting a little bit stuck. I hadn't really had any weight loss for a couple of weeks. I wasn't quite sure where my why was moving forwards. And I wanted to kind of capture, okay, when I'm demotivated, what are the telltale signs? I'm not doing my planning. I'm maybe not going and mixing it up in terms of my recipes. I'm maybe not logging or checking sins before I'm eating them. And then when we talk about when you feel on it and you feel motivated, how does that look? It's action, it's movement, there's a plan. How does it feel? I feel like I'm seen, I'm heard, I'm useful, I'm positive, I'm enthusiastic. How does it, affect my life? Well, it just makes things easier. I just get more done. I just, I mean, my energy is infectious and contagious. And it's like these little questions, I think, that as you go through, Slimming World is more than a food plan. And this subject, I think there's so many features in the Slimming World members area about motivation. If this has like been a bit of a light bulb moment for you, you're listening, then just go deep in the features. There's all kinds of quizzes and everything. You could spend many hours, get a very big cup of tea. But that idea of, well, what does it feel like when you're motivated? Capturing that, really feeling and imagining it, thinking back to a time when you were really nailing your weight loss. And what were you doing? And just, seeing that in black and white and getting back to that, I think it just was a bit of a light bulb moment for me. And the changes that I made since I did that journal exercise were huge.
It's so powerful, I think.
Yeah, and it's really important, and I always say this to my members, to forgive. If your motivation has waned, you've gained weight, it's not quite how you want, because that is a habit change. Because so many of us are used to berating ourselves for the fact we've become overweight, or we haven't lost weight, or we failed again. It's that forgiveness and acceptance. I think what you said at the very start is something Claire and I have struggled with ourselves in our weight loss journey so much, to accept that A, we're at the point we need to do it, but also to accept this is what we've got to keep doing. Not that we can just get off the train, do you know what I mean? Three stops before we were ready to terminate and say we're cooked. It's that acceptance that this is an ever-evolving journey. You know, I've been doing this more than half my life, and acceptance is something I really struggled with. So if you get to that point where you accept that motivation is something you will consistently need to boost, it becomes easier. It becomes less like you're berating yourself. It feels more like you're celebrating yourself. So I think it was really key, that word acceptance.
I think for me anyway, and maybe some people can relate, that when you're not motivated during your journey, I think and I still get it now. I think it's just a part of being a human. It can remind me of how I felt before. So I think that's why being unmotivated is probably
Scary.
harder than normal, when you're on a journey. Because it does just sort of take you back to that feeling of can't be bothered, don't want to do this, don't want to do that, which is how I felt before I started the plan. So it can be really depressing.
Yeah.
But, I've had it many times. And again, I think it's just a part of life. And I think it's just about motivating yourself by saying, why am I doing this? And this feeling will pass, and if I just remain consistent, I will come out on top. And I remind myself that this is for life. And for me now, it's not just about losing weight, it is about having a better life. And that is such massive motivation for me. I'm at Target. Sometimes I need to lose weight if I gain, like at Christmas or whatever. But my motivation is always the bigger picture. This is making me healthier. It's making me live longer. It's making me a better person. I'm a better mum, happier wife. I'm more confident. I'm living the life that I dreamt of for so long. It's just all, and that is my why. All of those things, and your why is the ultimate motivator through it, I think. And just when you're not motivated, just focus on that, and and that feeling will pass. That's the thing. Don't let it in. Don't let it sabotage your journey. Just almost accept it and just be like, it's okay, I'm just feeling a bit rubbish for a few days, but it will pass,
And if you've got the right habits in place, if you've made your kitchen Slimming World friendly, yeah, it makes a difference.
I just went into my son's bedroom, and all I could see was wrappers everywhere, and he's just completely demolished an entire pack of Hi-Fi bars. So we don't, it's so slim and well friendly that our snack drawer is just Hi-Fi bars that the children just help themselves and demolish.
It's lovely to see, because my little girl, she's six, and obviously I'm a consultant, so I have every flavour in the house. She goes, "I'm just going to the sweet shop." I'm like, "What, you're six? Just going to the shed to get a Hi-Fi bar." I'm like, "You know, they're not free, babe. There's a pot you can put your cash in. Go, just take them off." But isn't that lovely, though? Because that's really important to me, that that transcends to them and they start their young lives healthy, not battling. So, yeah. I'm going to send her a bill when she's 18 for all the Hi-Fi bars she's eaten that I've had to pay for.
See, that it is interesting, isn't it? When we've got other people who we're supporting, when we've got responsibilities, and also to pass on these good habits to our family. I mean, I know your husband also lost weight as a result of following the plan, Leanne, which is a bonus, isn't it? But
But he
the
had no choice.
Yeah, exactly. But the other questions I wrote here were like, How do we motivate ourselves for ourselves and not for others? You know, when sometimes you're losing weight because your doctor told you to, or
Yeah.
you know, a family member has said something to you, or you're motivating. I don't know. It could be in so many different ways, but that question of how do I motivate myself for me and not for them? And I think that's sometimes a question that a lot of people are afraid and they dart around to really face.
Yeah. It's a hard one, isn't it? Because I think when I really think back on my journey, there has been a tiny element that has been about doing it for other people, almost for like their approval. And in a funny way, their approval, which shouldn't really matter, really, has actually motivated me. But you are right. And ultimately, I think whoever walks through those doors, deep down, are there for themselves. I think it's easy to be in the position where you want to keep other people happy. I think when you're, and especially being a mum and a wife and everything, you feel like responsible for everything, don't you? And you want to be the best version of yourself all the time. But it's hard to sort of not be in that mindset. It is for me anyway. In the lead up to me starting Slimming World, I had, not many and nothing serious, but just the typical little health traits coming through. They were like a little bit scary because I thought, if I don't change, these two are going to get worse. And that's when I knew that it really was for me. I needed to do this for me, most importantly, before doing it for my children and everything like that. It's hard, isn't it, to have that, self, this is 100% for me. But ultimately, it is.
Yeah, and that's why we're talking about it, because I think
Yeah.
that is probably a subject that a lot of people, when they kind of think about motivation, they just think, I don't know, they've
Yeah.
got like the Jane Fonda leggings on and they're like, I'm on it. And they've got their food plan on their kitchen fridge. You know what I mean? And you open their fridge and you open their kitchen cupboards and it's filled with
Yeah.
sin-free food. But actually, sometimes, you know, when you're sat watching telly at 9 p.m., it might be that that's the point where your motivation wanes when you're tired after a day at work. It might be when you go to work and you've had a nightmare of endless meetings and you forgot to bring your lunch, and that's when your motivation wanes. It's looking, I suppose, for those kind of pinch points, those patterns, those things. And you know, the biggest thing that I saw when I read that magazine article, actually, you know, if you think about where it all started, there were two things. Two little steps in that magazine article that really jumped out at me. One was like banking every win, so celebrating the small wins. And the other one was the fun factor. And I don't think people associate the word fun with weight loss enough.
It's so interesting because I have five sessions in my groups, run all these groups. And do you know what? I come out of every, maybe it's just me, maybe my members don't feel this is, but we've had such a blinking good laugh. We've had so much fun in group. Yeah, we've dealt with some challenges, but I know that group and the experience they go through is fun. Actually, the things they're changing can be fun. And I think it's about how you perceive it. I think sometimes when something's so serious
Yeah.
and means so much, you feel like it's got to be very straight. And I remember when I first walked into a group, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be torture. And then to be greeted by smiling, happy people and seeing people laughing, it becomes infectious. So the fun factor is vital. You also need a slightly crazy consultant, I would say, just to add into that mix. But it is all about finding the small joys in things, because otherwise this is going to be really heavy, and we've got enough emotional baggage to come with that the journey doesn't need to be made any kind of darker or less fun, I think. So I'm all about the fun. I hope my members will agree. Please, members.
You definitely bring the fun in your groups, Anna. I
Yeah.
can, 'cause, you know, I can agree. Well, look, you know, I mean, talking about like kind of fun, Leanne, if you think some of the changes that you made, I mean, I saw photos of you doing surfing. Obviously, you've got the beautiful beaches where you are. You're out walking. You're making sandcastles with your sons. I mean,
I know.
incredible.
It's, it does feel a little bit serious. And it doesn't need to be, but you're a little bit nervous and you're thinking, God, this is it, you know. And it is a bit like that, but so quickly after, I think it is, as soon as you meet everybody in group and your consultant, suddenly you're like, oh my God, it's like this grey cloud just moves away and you can just like see the light, if you know what I mean. You think, God, what was I? Why was this huge build-up? It's absolutely fine. And anyway, and yeah, and along the way, there's just all these, you know, we do these really fun meetups with, you know, we do Christmas things together with the consultant and other members. We, like I said before, we have all these lovely chat groups where we're all just, you know, we have such a giggle. The things we talk about, which are just normal human things to do, you know. I mean, I wouldn't tell you everything, but do we just have such a giggle and we're just raw and honest, and if we're having a bad day, we talk about it and we get through it together. And honestly, that I'm still a part of the same group since day one, and we've probably talked 6 times today. We just are that, it is the fun in it. It's people that you can relate to that are on the same journey as you. And I wouldn't have gained these if I didn't ever go to group. But so you have that, and then I think for me, as I went along and lost the weight, I was just able to do more fun things, you know, and wanted to do more fun things. And obviously that, you know, with the boys, my children, all the activities that we do. Honestly, 2 years ago, if someone said to me, you'd be surfing or doing the stuff that I do at the gym, you know, my lifestyle now as a whole, I would never ever believe it, you know. Even though I wanted it and I was desperately ready, if someone said this is going to be you in, you know, a couple of years, I'd think, oh my God, it's just, yeah. And it is just making it fun. And I think I would call the moments that were fun almost secretly celebrating. I would, because when I think about that time, like you say, about surfing with the family, it's so fun. But inside, I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually doing this. I'm doing this. This is such, and you want everyone to see you, and you're like, and it's like that about every new thing that you do that you couldn't do before. Just walking across the beach, really proud, is great, you know, and running with the kids and having fun. But inside you're thinking, oh my goodness, I can do this now. So yeah, it's definitely been fun.
Well, I
You too.
mean, I know that people listening, this will give them a boost. I am certain, you know, if people are already getting their journal out and they're thinking, am I having fun? I think it's a good question to ask, isn't it? What does motivation look like? Am I having fun? I think for me, like demotivation is when I'm putting the pressure on. You know, I really want it. The course is tight, as Anna tells me. You know, I'm like, oh, Miss Perfection comes out or whatever. Princess Perfection. I need a name or something, don't I? But yeah. So that idea of, am I having fun? And I think that's a really good word to kind of like round this off, actually. We've gone from motivation to fun, which I didn't know that it was going to take that journey. Well, Anna's pointed her leopard print pencil pen at
Something
me.
fun happening, Claire.
Something fun is happening.
Yeah, and I'm all about the fun.
Look, before we go, we just need to mention something fun, actually, that is coming up. It's a new feature that we are launching. It officially starts next week, which is a Slimming World members only podcast. We are going to continue this though. I'm going to finish every episode, probably up to Easter, but we'll see how many messages we get of what's for tea tonight. It's that question.
Or dinner.
No, because it doesn't work with the alliteration. I called it what's
Okay, just
d Dinner.
Okay, just in case anybody needs a translation, Claire, it's evening
Evening.
meal.
What is your evening meal tonight? Does it sound as catchy as what's for tea tonight? You know what I mean? With a northern accent. So our new voicemail. We are, remember many, many moons ago, if you are a podcast listener of old-er, then we did a Cue the Ukulele's voicemail message. Well, now we're doing a what's for tea tonight, where we're just asking people here, to say what are they eating? Because we just want to get around the country, we just want to hear what different people are eating, and just get excited about different food so that people can have some kind of inspiration every week of different things to try. So that begins next week, but you'll hear it on our next public feed podcast in a couple of weeks. So that's how we're going to end it. So if you want to find out more details about that, head to our Instagram page at Slimming World Podcast. I mean, I've already told you what I've had for tea tonight. The evidence is in the bin, which is at my feet on the hotel desk. Anna, have you already had your tea?
I had Slimming World, yes, Slimming World
Carbonara, carbonara.
Lucas.
Leanne, what did you have for tea tonight?
Do you know, I had the most complicated dinner I've had in ages. I had like a vegetarian poke bowl,
Oh, poke
poke bowl,
bowls.
yeah.
Yes.
It was like a spicy bean mixed rice, some pickled carrots. I added in some tofu, and it was just this enormous bowl of masses of food. It was just so lovely. And two sins. I was like, oh.
Color, speed free food, got your tofu for
Everything.
your protein. If people aren't hungry already, they definitely are now. Leanne, it's been a joy to have you on the
Oh.
podcast. We wish you the best in your year of carrying the flag for Miss Slinky. I hope you really enjoy it. It sounds like you're going to have an absolute ball.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks. So lovely to meet you both.
Brill, and we hope you guys are feeling a little bit more inspired. You are pumped. You are ready to get over your February hurdle, if you have one. Maybe you're on fire. We'd love to know your tips of what really fires you up, what motivates you, what does that feel like, what does it look like. If you've done a bit of journaling whilst you've been listening to this podcast and you're happy to share some of your thoughts, you can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, or you can get in touch with us on the Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. Right then, I've got to, whilst the ukuleles roll up for the credits somewhere down here. Wait for it. I've got my dessert. I've got 1.5 sin yogurt. Also, I've got raspberries. There we go. So I'm off to go and have my dessert with the coffee cup teaspoon, and you guys go and have a wild one.
He's having fun.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.